Star. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 16, 1900. Dear Brother Star, your letter came last evening to W.C. White. I opened and read it. I am glad that I shall not be needed at Geelong, because I have a large amount of writing to do, and every time I leave home it puts me back a long ways. I want, it is true, to bear my testimony everywhere I can, but I want now to be as near home as possible to get my copying done. In regard to Sister Robertson, I do not think it wise to write to any workers when they have a very needy field and are doing the very work that needs to be done and is as fully essential as the work in a new field. This calling persons from field to field at much expenditure of means ought to be considered. Sister Wilson and Sister Robertson are the workers who have the confidence of the people, and it will be unwise to break up their work to undertake a work in a new place. It has been proposed a school be started, but there is no money now in the treasury to support a school, and Sister Robertson cannot be spared to engage in school teaching. When there is a way prepared for her to do this, there will be someone raised up to fill her place. I think it does harm to call one from one part of the vineyard where they are doing good work to go to another field where they are to begin all new. I think it gives the ones called an idea that they are of greater consequence than they really are, and the poor souls will be injured. I caution you on this point of changing workers when there is no necessity. The armies of Satan are doing their very best to advance and take captive poor souls. I see no other way to bind off the work than a tent meeting, but we will have to purchase a top. The sides and fixtures are all usable, but the top, you know what it is. I am more and more decided we must make one more final effort to get the truth in clearness before the people. They must have another opportunity to hear the reasons of our faith, straight and clear, from the living oracles. But I know we have made a mistake in not presenting the strongest points of our faith, the Sabbath question as the first subject, and then bring in the subjects that are not a life and death question. The Lord help us the next camp meeting to gather the sheaves by bringing the people to a decision. Not a moment in such an effort is to be lost. The subjects were all new, and when the cross presents itself, they are ready to evade the question. But the Lord help us.